Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk.
Talk radio show.
Cap and some Timbos, in a pair of flats, well-trimmed toes, camera in the mirror, BBM pose, still killing them, boys, you still killing them, boys, you still killing them, boys,
Hey, we killing the other radio shows, you're inside the Social Lab, you're hip-hop informer, that's
TM, what up, talking to
everybody. You know that's out of Charlotte, right? y'all know that's out of Charlotte. Hey, I'm coming to you live out of Atlanta. What up, L.A.? What's going on, Vegas? Woo! We about to get started. I can tell it's going to be a good one. What's going on? Hey, thanks for rocking with us, everybody. It's Money Monday, 6:04 out there in the West, 9:04 out here where I am in the East. since she didn't kick the damn door open, Charlotte brings us CeeLo Crazy Boston.
Man, listen. Good morning. What up? In the afternoon.
What's happening?
How y'all doing?
You all right? You all right?
I don't know what noise y'all heard, but I'll explain it later.
Yeah. Okay. Sound like you hit the floor. But we'll go down. We'll go down to Florida and double back to Charlotte. All the way live from the Tampa Bay area. What up? Hot Chocolate. Welcome to the show. What it do?
What's popping? What's popping? Yes, I finally decided to bring myself back to the Tampa Bay area after being home in Hampton Roads for 9-10 lovely days. Shout out to all my peoples out there. Those that I got to see, those that I didn't get to see, it was a blast.
Work. What up, VA? Let's go up to the MV.
DMV?
By way of Mount Vernon, money earning. What up, C?
Mm-hmm.
Popping, brother.
Yeah, ain't nothing to it, man. You know, just over here in the cut trying to cool down off of this workout just came from. You know, today was chest day, so took a couple weeks off a while ago. Hey, man.
He tried to get his chin to touch his breastbone.
Nah, not even, man. I'm just trying to get back to where I was, man. I lost about 10 pounds.
Crazy vision, right?
Yo, son, I lost about 10 pounds just because I didn't go to the gym in like 2 weeks, yo. You see what happens to me when I don't go to the gym? I lose weight.
Swag. Oh, wow.
10 pounds?
The alcohol don't have anything to do
like
with it?
Like, at least 10 pounds. I was hovering around 200, 205 before, like, you know what I'm saying? I had some transportation issues. I couldn't get to the gym, and then I moved and all this other kind of stuff like that. So, like, 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks straight, I couldn't make it to the gym. And when I went there, yeah, I was looking like I was on a crack diet, son. Like, I stepped on the scale. Yo, son, I stepped on the scale. I was, like, at least 10 pounds lighter. So disgusted. So
I
disgusted.
Need that problem.
I'm saying, so.
Yeah, everybody
you
says
don't,
it's a good problem to have, but, you know.
You don't need dumbbells, though. Lift your kids. You know, bench press your wife.
They're not heavy
like,
enough.
He's
well,
he trying
enough.
To get out
yeah,
the house. Yeah. You can't work out with no kids. They kids be all over the place.
Not heavy enough.
Face be a lie. Daddy, lift me
double
up.
He's the double up. Double up. Hey, welcome to the show, everybody. Hey, 807 out there in Shreveport, Louisiana. What's going on? Hillary for prison. Are y'all seeing the internet burning up with Hillary for prison 2016? We're going to talk about that and much more with this catastrophic presidential race. What are
yes,
we
it's a mess.
What are we going to do? And with our special guest tonight, Loud Boy Kule. Hey, he's an artist off of this new joint we call the Lapidary.
Lapidary.
You can look for it. Hey, as a matter of fact, we're going to start the show off right now. Listen, the first person that can actually call in and give us the real, actual, trust me, we know, the real definition for Lapidary. It is the new hot mixtape we got coming to you. The first person that calls in with the correct answer wins a prize and qualifies for two tickets to No Sleep South Beach coming up this summer. We got you covered. You're inside the social lab. Special guest tonight, Loud Boy Kule, off of that new joint, The Lapidary. Hey, we'll be right back with the crew.
Let's make it out. on, baby.
Monday. Yo, we got Loud Boy Cooley on with us. And, yeah, we're going to rock it out tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
No doubt. Hey, our special guest, Loud Boy Cooley. Hey, tonight's topic, Hillary for President, which is burning up the internet right now, off of an Anderson Cooper snippet that kind of led to her inconsistencies, and then the overall perspective on the 2016 presidential race. Again, with our special guest tonight, Loud Boy Cooley, off that The Lapidary mixtape, Poppin'.
Yeah, yeah.
Again, the first person who calls in and can give us the actual definition of lapidary. It is spelled L-A-P-I-D-A-R-Y. Qualifies for two tickets to No Sleep South Beach, but we got a prize for you. We'll hook you up. Hey, without further ado, let's get into it. Loud Boy, hey, thanks for stopping past the social lab, brother.
Oh, no problem, man. It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure.
Hey, so you're going to make me, like, bring it down a couple notches. Cause you like,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, he gave you chill mode.
He's too cool. He's too cool for school, man. That's how we go, man. Listen to his name, Loud Boy. You know what I mean? That's
Loud Boy.
Nah, he's trying to get the ladies on the line. He's trying to get
not even.
Indulge, my brother.
Thanks for stopping past. Hey, thanks for your participation on the Lapidary mixtape, man. Appreciate the love.
Oh, for sure.
Hey, introduce
for
yourself
sure.
officially
you.
to the world.
You know, I'm Loud Boy Cooley, man, coming out of the DMV area. Currently actually in Atlanta right now, but, you know, you can follow me everywhere, Loud Boy Cooley, hip-hop, R&B artist, at Loud Boy Cooley, loudboycooley.com. Instagram, Loud Boy Cooley, it's just pretty simple, man.
That's what it is. Hey, out of D.C. native, right?
Yeah,
D.C.
pretty
area.
Much, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Went to school out in Ohio.
Yeah. Yep.
No,
out in the Midwest.
No, just
Midwest know just a little bit. Tell the folks how long you actually been doing this music game, and what was the inspiration for getting involved?
Man, I mean, music has been a part of my life, like, since a youngin', but I can say, I mean, I started off DJing, and I touched my first DJ turntable set at, what, age 11, 12, so, I mean, from then I was spinning and just went from there. When I went to college, that's when I actually, you know, started doing more, focusing on the rapping, and that's just been moving since then, and I was in 08, 07, you know what I'm saying, stuff like that, so. It's been a while. The grind's been going for a minute, and, you know, it's showing forth. You know, you put in the work, the results will come, so that's for sure.
You got a new joint that you're about to release. Tell us about that joint.
Yeah, I got the EP, actually, that was supposed to release last month, February 14th or 13th, I should say. But, I mean, I made a major move to Atlanta the first at the beginning of the year, and, I mean, phew. I had to hold on to it for a second because some moves have been made down here and some things have been going on, like, real well. So I'll probably be releasing that in about a month or two. But it's going to be well worth it. Got some good featured artists, and I'm not going to say too much. But I'm just going to let the anticipation build up. I had that just released because that's going to be worth something. So.
No doubt. You actually lent us a couple joints for the Lapidary mixtape itself. Was somebody about to say something before we get into the actual Lapidary project? Was somebody about to say something? Did I cut somebody off?
I think he was about to get a name. I think he was about to get a name of the EP.
Yeah, because I think I said it. It's called Loud and Love, so look out for that. It's pretty simple. It pretty much says what I'm about, Loud and Love, and, you know, that's that.
Loud and Love. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight's guest, Loud Boy Cooley. He has a couple joints on the Social Lab Presents, the Lapidary mixtape, hanging out with us tonight, talking about the 2016 presidential race. Hot Chocolate.
I wanted to see if he was going to give us the exclusive about who the feature was going to be, but I guess I can wait too.
You got to sit tight on that one.
That's
it's
fine.
One or two on there, though. It's one or two on there that, you know, you might be like, okay, wow, you know. It's funny how the social network from D.C. and Atlanta is just totally different. Like, it's just totally different. So you'll see how
Heard there, brother. I'm in Atlanta too right now, Loud Boy. We live out of the A, so we're gonna have to connect and make some things happen. But we gonna pause for the cause. It's 9:19. Thought to save. We'll get into this joint right here, Loud Boy Cooley.
Here we go. No more games.
All I have is that you show a little bit of appreciation, but I just sit 20 minutes to relax when I come home instead of being attacked with questions, and that's the whole damn thing.
You think that I nag you?
That's all you do. All you do is nag me. Nothing I ever do is ever good enough. I just want to be left the hell alone. The hell alone. The hell alone.
After all that you've been through, how could I put you through the same, girl? Yeah. I'm tired of the games and I don't want to play no more. And after all that we've been through, yeah, I know we've been through a lot, girl. I know things won't be the same, I know things won't be the same, baby. Basing all my relationships off the past, I never knew how long this shit would last. And now I'm sitting here, I'm mad. But nothing lasts forever. But if I knew what I knew then I would've done you better. Let's just speak the truth. And when I think of love, I think of you. How selfish of me not to see it from your point of view. You been wanting real love, I know that shit is overdue. It's hard to move on when I'm not even over you. Loud. I know I play with your mind, girl. I know I wasted your time, girl. Yeah, I know. But I'm tired of the games and I don't wanna play no more. I know I play with your heart, girl. Yeah, I know I did, I know I did, I know. But I'm tired of the games and I don't wanna play no more. Reminiscing off old days, hoping that I'm strong enough to carry my own weight. Shawty moving on, I know we move at our own pace. Just hoping we can have another chance at it one day. Living life fast, speeding up and then I crash. Where I see my life flashing, now all I think of is you. But I let time pass, thanking God for what we had. Cause though you're not here by my side, still have memories of you, I won't forget you, baby. How could I be so selfish? All about the green, I guess a nigga on this elf shit. Shawty gave me soul, so she was on her Elvis. And true love, I felt it, and now I can't feel shit. It's fucking with me, but truth be told is I'm the one to blame. Cause all a nigga did was play a lot of games, feeling dumb and so ashamed. Now I'm trying to maintain, but at the same time, things won't be the same. I know things won't be the same, baby. And yeah, I miss you, baby. I wanna kiss you, baby. How could I be so shady? Don't blame yourself, put it all on me. But baby, I'ma get it right. But you know I won't change overnight. But I'ma put in work, baby, overtime. Cause I don't wanna play these games no more. I don't wanna play these games no more. So sorry, baby. I know I play with your mind, girl. I know I wasted your time, girl. Yeah, I know. But I'm tired of the games and I don't wanna play no more. I know I play with your heart, girl. Yeah, I know I did, I know I did, I know. But I'm tired of the games and I don't wanna play no more.
Really? Is that what you want?
Yeah.
That's what you want?
Yeah.
Fine, great. Do whatever the hell you want.
What?
I am done. I don't deserve this. I really do not deserve this. I deserve somebody who gives a shit. I'm not spending one more second of this life with some inconsiderate prick. You're a prick.
PM here in the Social Lab, TM Hyman Radio Live, your girl Hot Chocolate, Madam Boston, Save James, and the General, joined by our guest tonight, special guest Loud Boy, and that was his single, No More Games, off that left that you're getting right here from TM Hyman Radio Live and the family. So, Loud Boy, that was hot right there, feeling that.
The lapidary.
Thank you.
Feeling that. He's so mellow. Like, I'm expecting Loud Boy to, you know, be loud, turned up. He, you know,
right, complete opposite. It's okay. You're live at your show, though, right, Loud Boy?
Right.
Exactly.
loud when it counts.
Magic at the show.
That makes it a difference. Right.
It's magic at the show.
So, Loud Boy,
right, your stage presence. Right.
Sure. I'm listening.
Not necessarily who you're voting for, but what are your thoughts about the candidates that are front runners right now for each political party? You can start wherever you want.
If I had an option, I wouldn't choose any. For real, not to you know. I was going with my boy Sanders. If you want to know anything, that's more who I'm leaning towards, if anything. But you know, it don't look like it's working out too much in too many people's favor. So, I mean, to be honest, though, I mean, I've been grinding so much, I ain't been focused on this, so as much as I should be, but that's kind of where I stand right now, so.
And that's interesting because I've heard so many people with that same, not necessarily answer, but that same type of mentality that, you know, they don't believe that there is a lesser of the evils when it comes to the candidates that we have to choose from this cycle of elections. And that's kind of sad when, you know, people
it's
are
true.
So disgusted with the options that we have that we don't want to vote.
True. And it is kind of sad. Not saying that I'm not going to vote, but, you know, it's just like you said, I don't really have that desire, that willingness like I wanted to, not just because of Barack, because he was black, but because of what he stood for and what he believed in, and, you know what I'm saying, the things that he was bringing forth to everyone. So it's different, you know what I'm saying? Like you said here, it's just, this is a show to me, you know what I'm saying? It's like watching a reality show every time I turn on the TV, so I don't even participate in that no more. It's just negative, and it's BS, and that's not what I need, you know. That's not what you need.
You're taking such a ridiculous turn with name-calling and,
the violence at the rallies
it's taken a shift, period, I think, just overall, not just with the name-calling and how just ratchet it has become, but even along the lines that you all are talking about or you just referenced about the apathy. You know, Loud Boy referenced how enthused he was the last, you know, election. I can tell you many of us were enthused. I participated in the process, 2008, in a major way. I can remember back in Tampa, Ybor City, 2012, again, excited. But if you all are paying attention, you will hear on the other side that people who never voted before, voter registration and people rocking the vote is like it's numbers they've never seen, just like the numbers were for us when Barack was running. So things have shifted. Not only has it become extremely ratchet, but the apathy have shifted, and we got to make sure that we don't get caught sleeping. I'm glad to hear you say that it doesn't mean you're not going to vote, but we got to make sure that other people don't just sit home and not vote because they're not motivated by the process.
Uh-huh.
It's extremely important. We can't get caught sleeping on this one, folks.
Right, because, I mean, I've heard where people or even have groups where they're saying that, okay, they're Bernie supporters, but if Bernie doesn't get nominated as the candidate, that they're not going to vote at all. And the scary thing about that is, first of all, I still don't believe Trump is going to be the nominee.
Yo, man, don't be too
sure.
First
of all, he's gotten
too
ridiculous,
right.
And the people that are showing up to these rallies seem to feed into his hatred. And, I mean, he's telling people to hit the protesters. Don't worry about it. I'll pay your bail. But when that same man that elbowed that young gentleman that was leaving,
mm-hmm.
he's still in jail.
Mm-hmm.
Trump ain't get him out.
That's the thing, B. It's like if you're trying to vote for the lesser of two evils, it's going to be hard. I think the main thing is that people just going to do they're just going to try to vote for Trump not to get in because it's going to turn into like the Hunger Games out this joint.
Exactly.
If he gets into this joint, man. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be every man for themselves. It's going to be the haves versus the have-nots. And then if they're going to make this become like a civil war all over again, man. Because,
between
you know,
the classes, right.
Yeah, man, it's going to be some kind of upheaval. It's going to
be
some kind of
it
uprising,
definitely
man.
It definitely will be.
Just on, not even on the strength of his ideals and everything, but just on the strength of what he's going to create, how the division is going to be created, and how the hate is going to be real, and how all the stuff that he was talking about, he's going to try to put into action. And, you know, and nobody's going to be able, not I say nobody's going to be able to stop it, but at the same time, certain things are going to be able to put in action just on the strength of what office he's going to be able to hold at that time. So I think people just may just end up voting just to stop him from doing this because, like I said, if they want peace in this country, Duke, they better get it together because real talk, this revolution will be televised if it goes down like that.
Definitely.
It's important to balance it out, though, because on the flip side, you know, Hillary Clinton's husband, you know, was president during the time that disproportionately, a lot of folks mm-hmm. who are supporting Hillary, your people's got locked down while you know the saxophone you know blowing president was in office. You know, is it true that Hillary could be for the prison system, but she puts on a good persona? Or is it okay to flip-flop? You know, listen, I don't think the same way today that I thought back even in 2002. You know, it should, right. should Hillary and Bernie be held to a different standard? I know you flip-flop. Something that you thought last week is different this week. You know what I'm saying? I mean, come
yeah,
on, folks.
That's
hey, we're
just
talking
though.
About the 2016 presidential election with our special guest, Loud Boy Cooley. We'll be right back. TM Hama Radio Live.
Hey, what the fuck I got to worry about now? You think I got the weather and the storm and coming from the extremes I came from? You think I'm gonna come all this way to get scared? Nah, because I'm a motherfucker for win. Oh, I forget this bitch go out the window right now, man. I'm all too familiar with this bitch. My nigga, I'm straight, you did. Please believe that.
radio live.
Wow.
Social web. I'm Madam Boston, PM Hyman, Hot Chocolate, Save James. We got our man Loud Boy Cooley in here.
Yep.
Thank you for rocking with us. Money Monday. Before you go any further, got to bring you that sports out of that DMV area with my man Save James. I have no music for
Gina.
You.
Gina,
oh, sorry.
Hit it.
Live from the sports desk now with Save James.
On the top.
Thanks, Gina. You know how they always have that delay. Thanks, Gina. All right. It was a pretty busy weekend in the NFL with free agent signing. A lot of people was getting some spots and the rosters filled. Some of the more notable signings was Mohamed Sanu from the Bengals. He had a pretty good year due to the injury of Andy Dalton, and the backup quarterbacks had a good rapport with the number 2 and 3 receivers, better than they did A.J. Green sometimes. He got a 5-year deal with the Falcons. In that Kyle Shanahan office, he should be a pretty good fit to replace Roddy White. Also, we have what was the other big one? It was somebody, Johnny Manziel got waived by the Browns, which we all knew was on the way from happening after his litany of trouble that he was getting into in the offseason. Brent Grimes from the Miami Dolphins joined the Buccaneers. So he stayed in the Sunshine State, just going to a team that's more in the up and up. Prince Amukamara from the Giants leaves for the Jaguars. Don't sleep on the Jaguars this year. They're making some kind of key pickups, and Blake Bortles was kind of showing his ass a little bit towards the end of the season, showing that he's, you know, a formidable top first round pick. We also have Jermaine Gresham staying with the Cardinals. That was their tight end. He stayed with them. We have Chris Conte staying with the Bucks. Phil Dawson, their punter, staying with them, the 49ers, for one more year. And there was another big one. I'm trying to find it. The Panthers added Paul Salai, defensive tackle, signed a 2-year deal after being cut from the Atlanta Falcons. So he's staying in the same division, just switching teams. So that may come to bite them in the end, because he was a force to be reckoned with in the middle of that defense. On to the NBA. We have a full slate of games going on tonight. Chicago was currently up on the Raptors, 104-96, going into the end of the fourth quarter. Miami is up on the Nuggets, 103-97. The guys got to watch out for Miami in these playoffs. They're healthy and they're playing well. Do not sleep. Currently, the Washington Wizards are mopping the floor with the Detroit Pistons, 78-48. That's a snoozer. Turn that game off. Houston is beating the brakes off of Memphis, 77-44, with some current unpleasantries coming from James Harden. He's getting more and more frustrated with the team's direction that they're going in, because he's finding out more and more, as most other teammates of Dwight Howard, that he is not a franchise center as he once was when he was on the Orlando Magic. There's buzzing going on about how Russell Westbrook is starting to be the catalyst to the downfalls or the downtrodden play of the Oklahoma City Thunder. We all always say that, you know, the point guard is the coach, the extension of the coach. And if your point guard is tending to have a lot of, I would say, sporadic and erratic moments, then you may find yourself on the losing side of the win-loss column more than you want to. Chase is 73. The Warriors have now a 43% chance to set the record. They are not stopping for anybody, as we see. They are, you know, they currently have a 59-6 record, and they're playing the Pelicans tonight, who is currently 24-41. Seems to be a walk in the park for them tonight. Hopefully it is, but don't slip, because that's when you may get caught. The tournament, NCAA tournament, March Madness, is on the start. We have 68 teams set, and the first four out always going to play the first when those games start. I think they start tomorrow, and those are going to knock down to the 64 teams, and then the actual 64 team tournament will start on March 17th. Do you guys have your brackets filled out, or do you not decide to get involved with this foolery that nobody ever wins?
I won't pull my bracket out till I get to work.
You ain't going to pull it out yet? Oh, well, I'm going to pull
not
it out
yet.
For you. You
know
what I'm saying?
No. Somebody find the hook and pull him off the stage, please.
I got sidetracked when you said pull it out.
I'm pushing him back on the stage. You can't stand it.
I walked right into that.
It caught me off guard.
Yes,
I'm sorry.
You did.
Uh-huh.
What? Pap smear is in shock.
I apologize. I apologize. You can't open that door for me. You know that.
He don't apologize.
I really don't.
He meant it. It's all right. I'm gonna push you back on the stage. Go ahead, say.
I'm just saying. Fill your brackets out. You never know. You never know how it's gonna go down. Well, just as a quick heads up, the number one seed on all four. On all four divisions, you have Kansas as your number one seed in the South Division. UNC is your number one seed in the East Division. UVA is your number one seed in the Midwest Division. And Oregon, wow, who would have thought Oregon was your number one seed in the West Division? And Duke is number four. That's normally
who saves? Who
Oregon.
Say
Oregon.
Oregon. Okay.
Oregon
is what I thought it was, but okay.
Love
Oregon.
Oregon.
We can go for that. Tomato, tomato.
Oregon.
Hey. Tomato, tomato, man.
Love
potato,
it.
Potato, potato.
You're laughing at me now? Nah, you,
yeah.
You,
nah,
you
not really.
Funny?
Nah, I'm not
yes,
laughing.
We are.
I'm laughing with you.
You know, but anyway.
I'm at you, okay?
Whatever, son. Y'all trying to play my accent or whatever. Yo, but what I'm saying is the dark horse is Michigan State. Do not ever count Michigan State out. Tom Izzo at the helm, they are always a formidable opponent to whoever sees them. Michigan State is my dark horse winner for this year. I haven't filled out a bracket yet, but I don't see anybody playing tougher than Michigan State right now. We may be surprised, but that's it. Anyway, that's your sports report for this evening. Back to you.
Hey, 943, St. James, out of Maryland with the sports report. Hey, jump on it, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Hey, Hillary for prison? Hey, talking about how she flip-flops. One day she's for this, one day she's for that. Is it, like, not human to change your mind? We'll talk about that and more with our special guest, Loud Boy Cooley, hey, hanging out with us tonight. Hey, let's go to the phones. DC is checking in. That dude, Cooper. Hey, Coop, what's the deal in DC tonight, man? This election is mayhem.
Oh yeah, it is totally mayhem. It is totally mayhem, and I'm actually in a mad scientist type of way. I'm actually rooting for Donald Trump right now.
No,
what?
Coop.
Yeah, but wait a minute.
Ben had arguments for Coop, and he ain't gonna start this on air.
Remember, I said
yeah,
mad scientist.
I'm
gonna
hit that X. Let him finish.
I'm hit that X. Let him finish.
I apologize.
But it's kind of because of the reason that saved Gabe. I want Trump to go ahead and win the nomination so people, because I think Hillary's going to get the nomination, and I'm just not sure how excited people will be about her, but they may be so angry that they'll come out and vote against Trump and vote for her. So that's my
yeah.
mad scientist thing.
I don't know if I can take that chance.
That's going to happen. That's what I
yeah.
believe is going to happen.
Because, see, my thing is, I'm a Bernie supporter, but I'm not so sure that he's going to get a nomination. I'm going to vote for him when it's time to vote in Maryland. But Bernie has the young people motivated. Yeah, he's not going to get the nomination. But Bernie has the young people so motivated that if he was to get the nomination, the Hillary people are going to come out and vote no matter what. But those young people might not do it unless they have an extra reason. So Donald Trump can help give them that reason. Now, I did want to touch on one thing. I wanted to touch on earlier that you were talking about the prison issues that with Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton with the crime bill from, what was that, 1994.
Yes.
And just to give a little bit of perspective, the thing about that for me is it's not just about her. Because I even hear some Republicans that are talking about prison reform. They're trying to paint her with a brush about her husband. Go back just a few years before that. I've got personal friends that went to jail under the guidelines a few years before that, under Reagan, under the new guidelines they made when he became, remember, Matt Reagan was the first one that started the drug czar.
Right.
And a lot of people went to jail for stuff. You had guys going to jail on kingpin charges that weren't really real kingpins. And they went to jail for 20 years. And then just to add a little bit more perspective, when they were debating that prison bill, that criminal reform bill, the whole pushback from the Republican Party on it wasn't that it was too harsh, even though some of the same politicians that was back then voting or voted against it were saying that they're saying now that it was wrong and there's this and that. Some of them didn't vote for it because they were saying that it was too soft and that it was going to put a lot of these drug dealers and all these other people back on the street. So let's just have a little bit of perspective about it. I mean, was it wrong, and did it do a lot of wrong to people that needs to be corrected now? Yeah, but look at the whole story of how it really went back then.
And when you say the whole picture, though, we also have to look at the fact that both Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton voted for that bill to be passed. Under the premise of there being other smaller bills that were included that would have been thrown away had it not been voted for or, you know, it passed. They were talking like certain health care and social programs were almost, you know, like the earmarks were involved in the bill. So it was like it was a bigger picture of not just about the prisons, but the other bills that they were trying to get passed, that they were like, okay, we'll pass it, but you have to agree. You know what I'm saying? You have to agree to this for these other bills to pass. So it's always bigger than what we just hear or see on TV.
Yeah, and then also,
Boston, you sound like you're underwater, Boston.
Go ahead.
I am underwater.
It also goes to the point where Hillary didn't have a vote. So why does she have to be tied to her husband, what he did? I mean, yes, she was there. Yes, she wasn't a normal first lady, but she didn't have a vote. She has a vote now. So hopefully now if she becomes, well, she didn't have a vote now, but if she becomes president, hopefully she can further along what Obama's doing. I mean, hopefully if people don't go ahead and say, hey, I'm just going to stay at home, I'm not too excited about this one. We can't do that.
Yeah.
We got to keep on moving, because what Obama has done, if you like some of the things he's done, then you don't want to let John Kasich, who is a wolf in sheep clothing, get in there and turn it back just because you weren't excited about it. So we, you got to stay pumping.
Yeah, let's bring Loudboy Cooley back into the conversation. We got about 10 minutes left in the show. Loudboy, when you were in college, were you an activist?
You know what? I would say I kind of was, especially going into the area where I was in college. Yeah, it was a lot of racial tension. I mean, a lot.
How important is it to get out the vote? How important is it to rock the vote?
I mean, it's too important, man. I mean, us as a whole, we don't promote it within ourselves as we should. And that's where I think we lack most of it. We can't rely on others. We have to rely on our people as a whole to try to help, you know, better ourselves and motivate. But, I mean, it's just a weird feeling this election, man. I don't really know how to explain this, man.
It is the weirdest, most ratchet election I've ever seen. But you know, it's important that we don't allow the fact that we're not motivated by it. It's very distasteful. We have to make sure that we don't stay home. Sabe, I think you're trying to squeeze in there earlier.
Yeah. Pause. But yeah, I was
get out of here.
Gotta be careful
not
out there. I was trying to figure out, was it FDR, was it Roosevelt that started the two term only for presidents thing? Was it FDR because he got voted a third term like 10 years later, something like that, or was it Roosevelt that did it?
It was FDR. Yeah, it was
FDR,
elected,
right? That's what I'm saying. Yeah, they better be. Yeah. All I'm saying is, people better be glad that rule has been put in place, because this man Obama would have made a third or fourth, and you know what I'm saying, term, whatever. Because I mean, it's hands down the exemplary job. And I'm not, like you said, like Live Boy said earlier, I'm not saying it's because the man black or whatever like that, but you know what I mean. Part of it is because of that, but secondly, is mainly because the ideals that he pushed, you know what I'm saying, is beneficial to everybody. There's a dude on there, I don't know if you ever saw this clip, but it was a guy that stood up at a Obama, you know, saying some place he was talking, and he was talking about how he was one of the biggest adversaries for Obamacare, and he was hoping they'd repeal it, blah, 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 until he has some condition that his insurance would not allow coverage for.
Mm-hmm.
And so then he applied for Obamacare and got the coverage, and then his life was saved based on the amount of care he was able to receive, so that the condition went away. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like
different
things, different pieces of the puzzle that people talk so much about comes back to help them in the end when, you know, they only see to the end of the road. They don't see around the corner and down the street. You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean?
Yeah.
And then I think that's what's important. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, because people don't
FDR
understand
rule.
If it's something that they've never dealt with. You know, if you've never been poor, you couldn't imagine being poor.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's like if you haven't gone without eating, you couldn't imagine not eating. If you've gone without light, if you've never gone without light, you can't, you know what I'm saying? Like the basic things that we need, like clean water, Flint, Michigan. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Boston, we're going to pause for the connection is not clear. We're going to pause for that. It's 9:53. Ladies and gentlemen, we want to thank our special guest, Loud Boy Cooley, hanging out with us. DC native, now in the ATL. He is on the mixtape The Lapidary. He has this joint called No More Games. We're going to go to No More Games, but first, just closing feedback from you, bro. Again, thanks for hanging out. One question I have for you, maybe two. What's the one misconception what's the one thing that people misunderstand about rappers today, hip-hop artists today?
Man, now that's a tough one. It's a fact, and that's the best way I can put it. You know, it's not taken seriously. So, you know, anybody who's considered an artist these days is like, oh, you're an artist, you know, say whatever. It's like, okay, you're another Joe out here, you know, you're another average person out here, because it's nothing unique about it anymore. It's nothing special. It's just easy. It's simple, and it's not much effort put into it. So, you know, the people who actually have the craft and do it, and spend their time and put quality into it, it's not recognized because it's shuttered out by all of the other. I'm not going to call this any name, but that's a common misconception, I would say. So, you know, you're taking for a joke nowadays instead of, you know, something that you may actually enjoy your life to do.
Drowned out by the garbage, is that what you want to say? By the garbage?
You know, man, I got colleagues and friends who make garbage, I guess, or others. I think I should say.
See?
So I don't like to put a title on it because
it's garbage.
It is what it is.
I'll say it for you, because I ain't got no friends and colleagues that's in the game like that. You know what I mean? So I say it for you. They putting out garbage. Basura, bro.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Social Lab presents the Lapidary mixtape. Loud Boy Cooley has a couple of joints up there, one called No More Games. Hey, Loud Boy, you welcome here anytime, bro. You're a friend to the family. We're getting ready to hit the road with this mixtape. And again, hey, thanks for the love and the jewels you blessed us with. Hey, let's get ready. Anything you want to say to the people, bro, before you get out of here?
Definitely, man. On the topic, man, I mean, we got to get out here and make a vote and definitely show our faces and let these people know that we actually do care, because they ain't, this is all part of the plan, man. It's all part of the plan to knock us out and get us unmotivated and things like that, get us discouraged. So get out there, let's make these moves, and yeah, just follow me and follow the team. Appreciate y'all.
Well, absolutely. Thanks for coming on, B.
Any y'all time. Got shouts before we throw to this joint? No more tears. The lapidary mixtape.
Games,
most,
no
hey,
more
nobody
games.
Called in. Nobody knew the answer, the definition of lapidary. So on Wednesday, 9 p.m., come back. The first person that gives us the definition of lapidary wins a prize and qualifies for No Sleep Selfie.
Hold up, Slam. I know the answer.
Y'all, but you can't qualify. You just have your behind
back indeed. Wednesday, 9 p.m.
Miami, though, so that's what you do.
You know, some folks. some folks. Hey, this one right here, No More Tears. Loud Boy Cooley.
No More Games.
A little bit of the lapidary mixtape. I just sit 20 minutes to relax when I come home. It's going to be an attack with questions, and that's the whole damn thing.
You think that I nag you?
That's all you do. All you do is nag me. Nothing I ever do is ever good enough. I just want to be left the hell alone. The hell alone.
After all that you've been through, how could I put you through the same, girl? Yeah. I'm tired of the games and I don't want to play no more. And after all that we've been through, yeah, I know we've been through a lot, girl. I know things won't be the same, I know things won't be the same, baby. Basing all my relationships off the past, I never knew how long this shit would last, and now I'm sitting here, I'm mad. But nothing lasts forever, but if I knew what I knew then I would've done you better. Let's just speak the truth. And when I think of love, I think of you. How selfish of me not to see it from your point of view. You been wanting real love, I know that shit is overdue. It's hard to move on when I'm not even over you. Loud. I know I play with your mind, girl. I know I wasted your time, girl. Yeah, I know. But I'm tired of the games and I don't wanna play no more. I know I play with your heart, girl. Yeah, I know I did, I know I did, I know. But I'm tired of the games and I don't wanna play no more. Reminiscing off old days, hoping that I'm strong enough to carry my own weight. Shawty moving on, I know we move at our own pace. Just hoping we can have another chance at it one day. Living life fast, speeding up and then I crash. Where I see my life flash and now all I think of is you. But I let time pass, thanking God for what we had. Cause though you're not here by my side, still have memories of you, I won't forget you, baby. How could I be so selfish? All about the green, I guess a nigga on this elf shit. Shawty gave me soul, so she was on her Elvis. And true love, I felt it, and now I can't feel shit. It's fucking with me, but truth be told is I'm the one to blame. Cause all a nigga did was play a lot of games, feeling dumb and so ashamed. Now I'm trying to maintain, but at the same time, things won't be the same. I know things won't be the same, baby. And yeah, I miss you, baby. I wanna kiss you, baby. How could I be so shady? Don't blame yourself, put it all on me. But baby, I'ma get it right. But you know I won't change overnight. But I'ma put in work, baby, overtime. Cause I don't wanna play these games no more.
I don't wanna play these games no more.
See him, high and live. 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 See him,